The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington, open 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
Yeah, 27 after 8, this is interesting. Donald Trump has reduced tax rates, and a record amount of tax has been collected in the first 10 months of the fiscal year. Harley?
Yeah, a record amount of money from individuals. It's about $1.4 trillion, a little more than that, October of last year through July of this year. That's according to the monthly
trade. $1.4 trillion.
That's from individuals.
Yeah.
There's another $166 billion in corporation income taxes. There are estate taxes and customs taxes and a whole lot of other fees and things collected. The government collected in those 10 months more than $2.75 trillion and then spent about $694 billion that it didn't have to spend.
Mm.
So we haven't learned yet on spending, that's for sure.
That's well. I mean, we had question time in our parliament here yesterday, and the government, in almost every answer, kept on telling everybody how much they'd spent more, how each of their programs was spending more than the other side.
Exactly. I mean, the politicians can't decide to spend less because those who are getting the tax money want to keep getting it, and they're deeply entrenched bureaucracies that spend it.
That's it.
And then midterm election year here, and politicians grow a yellow streak about 3 or 4 inches wide.
A yellow streak. Good on you. The FBI agent who sacked.
Yes, he is. FBI official Peter Strzok. He played a lead role in both the Russian meddling and the Hillary Clinton email probes. You know, he liked Hillary, didn't like Donald Trump, and said so. And so because of his emails to his girlfriend, he's out of there, finally. And that's what the president said today, finally. He said, why did it take so long?
Oh, you gotta laugh. Why did it take so long? Google.
Google tracks your movements whether you like it or not. If you have Google on your phone, Google knows where you go and where you are, even if you have location turned off. Google knows. This is an Associated Press investigation out today. Very interesting. Google records your movements even when you explicitly say to it, don't do it. That goes for Android devices and iPhones. Now, there's computer science researchers at Princeton who were working on this with Associated Press. Now, you can use their Maps program. Of course, it's going to know where you are. But Google tells you, look, you can turn off location history at any time with location history off, the places you go are no longer stored. That's not true. Google stores snapshots of wherever you are. Some searches, say you're looking for chocolate chip cookies. They pinpoint your precise latitude to the square.
Oh, stop it. All right, Harley, I'll take your word for it.